Hey Siri, look up the lyrics to One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer.
Listen up, you beauties. Today we're honoring one of the great American mysteries, Steve Gerben. Now, I don't know what exactly he does. I don't know how he makes money. I'm not convinced he owns a full-size bed. But what I do know is every time that little salamander shows up on the pod, chaos follows. You got Shane losing it. You got Matt trying to spiritually guide him. And you got Gerbies sitting there like he just wandered in from a vape convention that got raided. This man has the confidence of a Fortune 500 CEO and the posture of a collapsed lawn chair. And somehow, he survives every roast, every derailment, every accidental self-incrimination. So today we celebrate the best Gerbies moments of 2025, the meltdowns, the accidental wisdom, the wait. What did he just say? Moments. Pour yourself a couple of brewskis, get comfortable, and watch the human embodiment of a software update that should have been postponed. Let's go.
Yo, what's up, Gerby babies? And he's like,
ugh. Shane, I'm not in the mood for your stuff today.
We go, okay, well, now you're going to get the worst version.
I learned my lesson. Yeah, you get the vibes are a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got to take a page from old black guys. They're the best at, like, in a morning salutation. Like, how you doing? It's always like, woke up today, didn't I?
Yeah.
I love old black guys in the morning, dude. They hit you with the best.
I did, yeah. I basically had to do that in the shower this morning.
Yep.
I was being a baby. I was like, fuck, I'm going to wake up early. It's like, dude, I'm making a show with my friends. Why are you this gay? And then you get out of the shower and you see your naked, fat body. And you go, I'm a big, fat pussy.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
First thing in the morning.
Self-loathing and then getting out and seeing a tiny penis. You go, Jesus. We got to make some changes.
There's no way you have a tiny penis. Relax.
See those chest
pieces? What the hell?
For real, see these chest pieces? See these chest pieces? They were whittled perfectly.
Yeah. I've been hitting the cold plunge. I come back and take the shower. It's literally
the tiniest.
I think it's my born penis. I get my born penis.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah, like, dude, for sure, dude, coming out of the cold plunge. No problem. Just a pawn to be toppled.
Did you get the lyrics?
I did. I thought we were past it. Huh?
Oh, we're not moving past that. You still have the Masters app.
Yeah.
You're not going back.
No, I know.
You're out.
That was but you could, because you could watch, you know, it's actually quite a good app for...
That's a review.
the Masters app. For 3 days a year.
I got a golf fantasy league if you want to join it.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's I'm not in it. I just was told.
Golf fantasy league?
$100, yeah. I don't necessarily know how you would do that. Do you just pick one guy?
I've never done golf.
I've seen people do it. Yeah, you get a couple guys.
It's very interesting.
It depends how they.
It's interesting.
It's very interesting. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
I just never really heard of APAC. That's interesting. I never even thought about APAC.
Well, Gerbies, it's amazing to have you come out of retirement. Like
no,
this.
Thanks for having me on.
What have you been up sexually? What have you been up to?
I mean,
I bring you on here. I need to know about your sex life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's exactly what you would imagine. It's
same old tricks.
Same old tricks, perhaps a few.
Ooh, yeah, well, new ones?
But no, but I can't. But you were at the table read. The only new thing that I, you know.
What?
Discovered.
What did you discover?
Just that different women have different sensitivities. On
oh, in the script you included this. It's real. That's real.
How did you find that out? Research or
through open communication, the better.
Yeah. So, what did you discover through open communication, the better?
That different. Well, I mean, are we? So, well, we'll just write something else. But different sides of the.
We can. Yeah, that's fine.
Clitoris are sensitive for different women. They'll be like one
so
side.
Some ladies are like, I'm a lefty.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. And now I'm thinking about my own dick and whether it's lefty or righty.
Mine seems like a middle.
Yeah, I'm a middle.
Yeah, just an all
mine's a middle
around.
Guy. Pretty sensitive in
it's
general.
Equal spread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. We got that out of the way. You still talking dirty? Do you have anything you want to share about that?
I don't want to share, but yeah, I'm still talking dirty.
You don't. How do you like living in Westchester?
I love it.
Yeah, this is very
it's
nice.
It's incredible. It's so nice.
It's actually a little too nice. I'm fucked.
I know.
Dude.
I know.
It's so cozy.
Fucking Austin.
I know.
It's hot? I don't know.
It's hot.
Okay.
There's no tree. This doesn't exist there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The rocks and dirty trees.
Yeah. You don't realize how much of this is like a part of you until you like leave it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
I'm a Northeast guy.
You are a Pennsylvania guy.
Obviously, I'm a Pennsylvania man. Yeah. I don't know. This is like when I went to Spain thinking I'd be Hemingway.
Yeah.
I went to Texas and immediately was like, nope. I like it here, but this is not for me. I don't belong here.
Could you imagine being someone who actually traveled by like horse and wagon down to Texas? And then
just like, fuck, it's hot. I go, fuck, I brought all my friends. Fuck.
Yeah. And then that's probably why they just kept going.
Yeah.
Just like, no, it's got to get better. It's
think
gotta,
about the people that got
get mauled by
think
Indians.
About the dumbasses that got stuck in the Midwest. They probably got there in like the spring or the summer.
Yeah.
They're probably like, this is great. Fucking 12 feet of snow and 3 weeks later. Oh, man. He cried on the plane.
No. I had a panic attack.
Right before takeoff. Yeah. He goes, I'm going to just get a hotel here and drive. I got to go.
No.
Sit down, Gerby baby.
Yeah.
But you were so helpful, world. John and Chris, and then the pilot. The
pilot was very helpful, but during his panic attack, I was like, would it help if I blast Drake? And he's like, no. He's just completely honest. He's like, I fucking hate Drake, and you play it all the time, and you play it too loud.
You do. He plays it too loud. All his music's too loud. Have you ever been in a car? It's nuts.
That is not good for a panic attack. Drake for a panic attack.
That's why I said it to him. I was like, would it help you if I blast music?
And you are the first, like, because I had a like a racist, you know, theory, which was like,
what?
Go ahead. There was just like black people take a while to like get a car, like when you get in a car, you know, like getting out of a car. Sorry, it's just a thought of the thing that I thought.
That's fine.
Black people take a long time getting in and out of cars.
Yeah, it's like a lot of like rigmarole. I don't know. And then you did it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck's going on? Just start the car.
Say, you're waiting for a parking spot at the mall. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
What?
You're like waiting for a parking spot. You're
no,
saying
no, no. It's like with him. Like, this was back when you had your Corolla. And I didn't know how bad it was
don't
to
black people
critique
in the cars?
You. You got in it. And then I like, got in, I buckled up. We were gonna go get coffee, and then you like take out your phone and you're like doing this.
And you guys like, get the music going,
right? And I was like, "What are you doing?" And you're like picking a song. Like, we'll pick it. Let's go. And so anyway, it disabused me of that. I said, "Here's a white guy that does it."
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I do a lot of black stereotypes. Think of one.
Think of one.
Yeah.
No.
One of them fiddling around in their cars is so funny. They fiddle.
Yeah. You do critique my driving. You critique the parking. Can you imagine being in a car?
I talked shit the other day.
I would love to see you drive.
Well, you've seen me drive.
It's probably chaos.
No, but you nailed exactly the because you when I drive because you know with my vision and I almost. And I know this is gonna say,
you can't see.
I can, but it's just like I like to be doubly sure. Mm-hmm. And you were like, you're looking way too far to, you know, like if I'm going to pull out, I really make sure there's no people. I gave someone a scare one time, and then I you know, in Los Angeles.
And what music do you listen to?
The engine. I just
silence.
Lot, yeah.
You don't listen to music in your car.
Occasionally, I do.
Like what?
You know what?
I honestly don't.
Oh, it's like, you know.
Pirates of the Caribbean
yeah,
soundtrack.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Everybody like, I got, you know, I get hit with like. what did I get hit? I
mean, four fucking real, dude.
Yo,
and
you know that
song. Listening to the NBA theme song.
NBA, John Tesh. Yes.
Yeah.
Discover Weekly is phenomenal.
Your Discover
Tim
Weekly?
What?
Your Discover Weekly is Pirates of the Caribbean and the NBA theme song.
Yeah. And yeah, that John Tesh song is great. You know.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that was probably right when you got cable too. They were using it back then.
Yeah. There is a YouTube channel that plays like soft jazz at all.
Nice.
Just like a piano and yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
So it's just like chill.
Yes.
Nice.
I guess coming from that, which is the whitest way on earth to drive, I probably seem black as hell in my car.
Yes.
That's, you drive too white. Quiet Thank is you. Nuts. No, quiet's nuts.
I'm just kidding. What?
Silence is crazy to me in a car for the most part.
No. I don't think so. I mean, I get it.
But listening to the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song and driving around.
I mean, it's just, that's not the only thing. And like, also like a Hans Zimmer mix, but it's
a Hans Zimmer mix.
Yeah. You're gonna tell me Hans Zimmer isn't amazing? I do think that's,
yeah,
like,
maybe like while I'm watching a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is nice to be in a parking lot and have like a dramatic like soundtrack swell. They take for fucking ever.
Oh no, I'm gone. I'm somewhere else.
Man, you must, driving in Philly, you must have had a tough time.
Yeah, driving. Yeah.
Because the killer bees are out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The bees.
I don't know what that means. Shane, but listen, but hold on. I did have, you know, there were some teenagers on bicycles, and holy Toledo, because you know when you're coming into the, you know when you're coming
teens in, on bikes,
yes,
were they B's or W's?
You know what it is. So you're coming to the art museum.
Oh, there were some bees by the art museum.
Children, it doesn't matter. So, but you know, but it's what it is. And they're on their bikes. And then, like, right as the green light, and I start going one, like, hardcore darts at the truck. And then I, like, whoa. And then,
whoa. I was getting scared by this.
Yeah. And then I was saying to my girl, I'm like, if he collided with the car, I'm finished. I mean, like, because I can't stop. It's going to be like,
it's going to be
LA riots. It's going to be, you know?
Yeah.
Or then I'm just going to drive, then I'm going to hit and run. So then I was like, I would drive to a police station. Then I start going through all that. But yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, you have to turn yourself in.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I was like, I'm never driving in this city again. I ruined that afternoon.
Yeah, you got to be careful. That's, yeah, you can get really, if you hit one of those kids, you get in a lot of trouble.
Yes. And
you're like, a lot of businesses could explode if you.
And I have, I'm very like blizz. Like I get, you know, picked on.
You get harassed.
So I remember when I got candy mugged at Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ghetto
I got
boys.
Candy mugged.
The ghetto boys.
I wasn't even close to
Halloween.
Did you hold out the bowl?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I learned in my lesson the hard way with that as well.
You can't do that.
You cannot hold out the
bowl.
What
happened to you?
They fucking just seized a lot of candy.
Yeah.
You gotta.
Well, how did it go down?
I just was like, here, grab a couple. I was like, whoa. You gotta pull it down. I'm like, boys, man. You gotta,
I grew
then,
up in
then
a
it was just,
W neighborhood, and that happened.
Okay.
Still happened.
Okay. Yeah, especially if you do leave, like, take one, if you try to leave a dish outside, that gets destroyed anywhere.
How did you get mugged?
I come out, I had a pot full, you know.
Yep.
And
here you go, fellas.
Yeah, and I was like,
here's some applesauce.
What candy were you dishing out? That's the question.
Candy this year.
It was everything. It was like, I spent the money on the candy.
Yeah, you want
Amazon, and I had,
you were excited.
I wouldn't say I was excited.
Yeah.
I felt an obligation to do it because I think it's an awesome holiday, and also, you know, I'm new to the neighborhood.
Halloween's an awesome holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a backpack on. And he
tell me you were dressed as Jack Sparrow.
I was not dressed up. Oh, I did wear like orange and black.
You wore orange and black?
Yeah, like, you know, that I had in my wardrobe already.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Like an orange?
I don't remember.
Orange
don't
polo,
recall.
Black
don't
pants?
Don't recall.
Pumpkin suit. What were you wearing?
I don't recall.
Did you dress your cat up?
No.
All right.
And he turned his backpack around, so it was like front ways. And unzipped it and started putting, and he went, and then they all started doing it. And I was like, guys. And then one kid, they took it all. And then one kid was like, I'm sorry, bro. And I was like, all right, sorry. And then that was it. I was out of candy.
You didn't have any
so
more?
Then I had to shut off all my lights. And then any other kids that came out, I was like, well, are they going to be pissed? You know, it's, they ruined
that
it for
sucks.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to like run right in.
5'9".
Description.
220. I feel like I have a photo that I, it's like a break in case of an emergency if I ever need to make something up to you.
What photo?
When I shave my head.
Let me see it.
No, absolutely not.
Please.
Absolutely not.
First Why?
Because I look first, I look insane, but what the plan was, I was going to like, you know, this was like Facebook time era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going to like say, put this post that's like, I'm done trying to fight the hair loss. Like, you know, yeah. And I was wearing a shirt that said, real women suck dick.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? That's the joke. And so I have that photo. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if I ever, I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
But my hair, so just to, because.
Hey, who gave you a shirt that said, real women suck dick?
I bought it offline. So,
you're such a pervert.
No, it was a joke. It was a joke.
I know. I know.
But my hairline is like so thick right up front.
Yeah.
And then it's thin.
Yeah.
So when I shaved it, I would get like a 5 o'clock shadow like here.
You get a little Ronaldo.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know. A soccer player that did that.
Oh.
Look.
Doesn't work for me.
I thought I could do it. I've been on this podcast bragging for years. I'll just go bald like a man.
Yeah.
You start staring it down.
Yeah.
You go, this is not going to be good. I thought I'd get jacked or something if I was going bald. I'd be like, I can't be bald and fucking fat.
Yeah. There is no point to making money if you can't get your hair back.
Yeah. What? I got a haircut the other day and the lady like showed me my hair from the back. Not good.
I'm getting hair.
I was like,
good for you.
Are you?
I'm not going to bring it. I'm going to just stop it. Where it's at.
That's fine.
I'm not going to get like a hairline.
No, go all the way back.
It would bald?
No. I'm just saying fill it all the way out.
No.
Get a lush.
I don't like when people do that. I don't like when people have fake hair and an old face. Like a wrinkled face with a hairline. No. It's crazy.
No.
But
it looks so good.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, the pros. Are you going to go to Turkey or whatever?
Fuck no, I'm not. No matter what, I'm not going to Turkey.
Yeah. Terrible idea.
Why?
That's crazy.
You
would do it in a second.
Would you go to Turkey? You don't leave fucking Pennsylvania.
No, but for the hair.
Of
course I wouldn't go to Turkey. No. You did like somebody.
There's stuff around here.
I heard the best guys are overseas, but how could that be?
I think it's just the cheapest.
Oh, okay. I would want.
I had to. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. I probably won't ever do it out of laziness.
Yeah. It's never too late, right?
Yeah, it is. You can't go bald and then get hair all of a sudden.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can, but it's crazy.
It's tough.
Nah.
It's wild to not have hair.
Like, I think that's what you should do. Just be
let it go.
Really ostentatious about it. Let it go all the way.
To my eyebrows. Yeah. It'd be like if Louis got hair.
Yeah.
It'd be fucked up looking.
It'd be sick, dude.
I don't know. If fake hair creeps me out a little.
If Louis came back.
With a full head
of red hair.
That'd be awesome.
He's back.
Yeah.
You guys should have. I don't even want to bring it up.
What?
The square, the line dancing.
Oh, okay.
It makes me sad.
All right. Well, if it makes you sad, it's
true. I've told them both already.
Oh, okay.
The way you rushed into the room and pushed a girl out of the way to dance next to your sweetheart.
Hey, take
She's
not yours.
My sweetheart. She was very, very pretty.
She's really pretty, but, you know.
He shoved a woman out of the way, like, literally, and the woman wouldn't. Hold on, what was that?
It couldn't be further from the truth.
Are you sure?
Did I shove a woman out of the way?
Yeah.
No.
Did you put your hands on her?
No.
You never touched her?
Absolutely not.
I watched you touch her.
Okay.
You were like, literally like.
No. Could I imagine a scenario where you.
You boxed her out. Physically boxed her out.
Okay.
And started dancing while
upset you and you're not. You.
Well, hold on.
Because
further
we
from
know
the
this
truth,
person,
further from
all.
The truth is crazy.
The way that you phrased it, I didn't like it. It made
okay,
me sound.
Okay, boxed out instead of shoved.
Yeah.
And dancing while boxing out a little, going, come on.
No, it's not that. We can't have this conversation because you're going to get too upset by it.
Everyone saw it.
Okay.
We could bring down a witness.
I'm not saying
we could bring down two witnesses right now.
There was a lady in the way. And
He was dancing with a very pretty girl.
Let's address what's actually happening here. Okay. Which is that I'm the only one dancing. So Shane wants to go to watch me to find a reason to get upset by what I'm doing.
No, I was very excited for you and I was happy for you.
Honestly.
I was happy for you the entire time.
That's a bully.
It was... What was going on? So there's nothing I was going to do that wasn't going to fall under the gaze of scrutiny.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's there to do.
No, I was there to drink and have a good time.
Which is watching me.
Watching you dance.
Yes.
Yeah, but you like dancing, so what's the problem? I like watching you dance. It's
because
fun.
You're watching to make fun of me.
No.
Yes.
I was excited to see your moves, and you had good moves, and I was saying, damn, Steve, you're pretty good at this.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, I was excited that I had two dances I knew how to do. Yeah. One of them came on. I boxed out one of our colleagues.
Sure.
To dance with this pretty woman, and he called me out on it. He was right. I should have done it.
It was the line right in front of us. So it was like from me to you. I was sitting down. I watched Steve come running back from the bar with two drinks because he went to get us drinks.
Yeah.
The song started playing while he was at the bar, so he was in a hurry to get back because he wanted to show this lady the moves, which I understand. Then he comes running back, puts them on the table. There's now, since he left, somebody filled his spot in the line dancing. So the only place he could go to get next to her is to push that person out of the way. And I knew he was going to do it. And I sat there and watched him put the drinks down and start to shove a girl out of the way who didn't move, which was pretty crazy.
That's pretty wild.
She didn't get out of the way. She kept dancing while he was like.
She's awesome, by the way.
What's that?
We know her. She's awesome.
Oh, I think she's great. I was so happy she stood her ground.
Yeah.
I was so proud of her. But while he was doing it, I said, Steve, you're the horniest guy on earth. And then he stormed off the dance floor. He was like, don't call me horny. Stormed out.
Yeah, I don't like when he yells that stuff. Shane doesn't like when you talk to women. Oh. I've never been in a situation where if I'm talking to a woman that you don't come up and...
Oh. I don't...
Hold on, you're telling me he's a bit of a player hater.
I say, I'd say it's a player hater.
I will say I do hate the game.
Yeah.
I don't... Typically, I don't hate a player. I hate the game, dude.
Oh, no.
I hate it. If I see someone doing moves to try to get a girl...
Or just talking to a girl?
Talking to a girl. You talked to several women that night. Did I interrupt once?
No.
I rest my case.
All right, fair enough.
Now, when you shove the coworker out of the way... to get next to a woman, did I speak?
It was a sloppy move. I regret it.
It was incredibly sloppy.
Did anything come of it?
No. As soon as he stopped, a jack dude with a mullet came over and started grinding on that girl.
Ooh.
Hey,
what are you gonna do?
No, but several other women were talking to him the whole time, and I was delighted for you.
That's very nice.
Boxell sent you over the edge.
Boxell was, especially when it's a. Because the whole time I saw him coming, and I was like, there's no way he's about to do what I know he's about to do.
I'm imperfect.
If any of my friends boxed a girl out to get next to a girl, I'd be like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter who it is. I go, what the fuck are you doing, dude? That's crazy.
You're so horny.
Yeah. So I'm Steve, you're the horniest guy on earth, dude. Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, dude.
If you watched me box out a girl to get close to another girl, what would you say?
I would.
You'd be so happy.
I mean, even Jesus dropped the cross three times.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
True.
So
especially the being at a bar, hearing the song coming on, knowing the babe's there.
Going, ooh, this is my song.
It's a pressure.
He was excited.
That's a pressure.
I made a...
Sometimes people do stupid shit when they're fucking revved up. You know what
and
I mean?
I'm allowed to say it. I'm allowed to go, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, if this is how we do it comes on, I'll go.
You're getting out
my
there.
Favorite fucking song.
Now, would you shove a woman out of the way to get close to a woman?
I could see myself.
Shove.
Making the mistake of boxing out for sure.
Under oath, I would describe it as a slight shove. Under oath.
Okay.
Boxing out a square dance. With elbows. How about that? Is that a fair?
It was a foul.
It's a foul.
If it was on the basketball court, they would have teed him up. He was Draymond. It was a physical box out.
I can't wait to have eyes on you.
I can't wait. Please, Steve.
To gaze upon you talking to women.
Steve, you'll be in bed when I'm talking to the babes. Sure. I don't talk to a woman before 10 p.m.
True, that's vamp life.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm going to start staying up late.
I'm an owl.
I'm going to start staying up late. I'm going to watch.
New vamp life.
And the
he
moment
cannot vamp.
You're horny.
I would love that. I welcome that. I welcome that type of scrutiny.
No.
You need to know I'm not a crook.
It would be funny if you just got hammered trying to stay up late and then he was on like a movie date and you're like, you horny motherfucker.
I'd have him removed from the building. Now, I'd like you, please answer me. What would you do if you saw me kind of going like this to one girl to go to the girl next to me? What would you say?
I put the blinders on, let you get to work.
Let you're get fibbing.
To work.
I would get to work.
No, I mean, if
don't fib that, to me like that.
I would not.
No, I'm more of a tabulator. I would tabulate. Dude, I'd wait till later.
That's
go.
Interesting.
That was crazy. You
that
did was
that. A wild one.
I couldn't contain myself. Once I saw it, I was like, Steve.
Yeah. Well, especially you were. It was like he was jammed up to get to the floor, and you were at him clock, and you were like, I know it's about to happen.
Yeah.
Which is also another big pressure. So when he hit the foul.
But I mean, I'm sad you think that I was there to criticize you. I told you I wasn't. I was there. I was genuinely happy to watch you. You were frolicking.
Well,
it was nice.
Sure. And I do also want to say that I appreciate being, you know, teased about stuff like, 'cause it's important to have checks and balances.
Sure.
And it is true that, like, but for you in my life, I'd probably be, you
You'd
know.
Be doing that for real. The game a lot. Real. You'd a be lot. Doing that a lot.
A lot. Yeah. There's no doubt.
If a player's in the game, he needs rules.
True. That's right.
True.
And I'd run amok.
Have you?
He's not afraid to run amok.
If I didn't have a fishbowl, you know, I'd be.
That's how surprise sex happens.
What?
Have you pulled from square dancing yet?
No.
Interesting.
I watched it. You definitely pulled. You were doing well.
Seeds are planted.
I saw some numbers get exchanged.
Ooh. Oh, I went out on a few dates with, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. And very attractive women. Nice work.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
It's just because of the show. So.
Yeah, no shit. You got to do something. Who gives a fuck? What else are we doing?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
It's all those years of hard work.
It did hurt. It did hurt when the Jack Mullet guy came in and stole your big boot.
No, that guy's awesome, first of all.
No, but he's there. I see what's going on there. There's a lot of wolves in that building.
Yeah. True.
There's a lot of cowboys in fucking Eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys role playing in there for girls.
Yeah.
True. That's a classic Shepherd, dude.
I'm basically Chris Kyle or whatever. Is that his name?
Chris Kyle?
The American Sniper?
Yes.
Yeah. You're either a wolf or a shepherd, son, or a dog, you know, or a sheep. Which one are you? I'm a shepherd. You're a wolf.
But those
me?
Big time, dude. I mean, you pushed a sweet sheep out of the way to be a predator.
That's no sheep.
And
she's
as
no
a shepherd,
sheep.
She's no sheep.
No, that's she's no sheep.
You think she's up to no good?
Not that she's up to no good, but that's, you know, there's she's that's yeah.
I mean, I will say her sticking around seemed like she was being funny.
Yeah.
Because anybody else would have got out of the way.
She's very funny.
She stayed there because she knew what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
She kind of was like, what are you going to do about it type. And Steve was ready to go. He would go as far as it took. Yeah. If I didn't intervene, you would have thrown her to the ground.
The young men that go to line.
People bump into each other while doing this. It's a crowded floor.
It was I would describe it as a square. And they were at the corner, the front corner.
I don't know why I just exposed myself again. Again,
there's no other spot for him to go right there. And he went.
Yeah, I was wrong.
I liked
it. Ow.
I was wrong.
He's a wolf, dude.
I was wrong. And you embarrassed me?
Sorry. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Rerun the clip of the fucking Liver King at the fucking Whataburger.
Liver King went to Whataburger with his friends and had crazy meals.
That was so
Billy McCosker hour.
That was so funny.
It's hard sitting next to, you know, breaking balls, a colossus in the game. It's like, I can't keep up.
Shut the fuck up, Billy. No, I think you're the funniest.
You're, like colossus.
You're the funniest dude. Shut the fuck up.
Phone, you must be a motherfucker.
You're the funniest.
It was so funny, though.
I thought about it, then, you know, sometimes you shouldn't.
I did.
Talk.
Trust me. Look.
Well, here's the
Why
thing,
don't
though.
I say yes? What's nice is going to be on the best of 2026.
So, how do you like that NA beer right there?
I do like it. I'm
you
on
like
Chris's
those?
Side here. Yes.
Yeah. Can I get a sip of that?
Yeah. You had one of these, I think. Just spitting it. Yeah, it's good. I feel like one day you're going to break and enjoy the NA.
Those aren't bad.
Yeah, yeah. These
oh. Those taste like Heineken's.
Yeah. Oprah. We were talking about Oprah.
There we go. Now we get some topics.
Well, I mean,
you want to follow her on Instagram? She looks great.
No.
What, is Oprah hot?
Yes. They're doctoring the photos.
Probably.
Airbrushing the shit out of them. There's
Oprah?
No way. There's no way when she gets up in the morning, she's looking good. It just can't be.
How old is Oprah?
Do you think she is?
No, you are right. But, you know.
I bet it's all.
She's looking good in the. I don't see it too much. There's a good picture.
Yeah. How old is she?
You know, it's weird. I don't know anything about Oprah.
I don't either. I know that no she, idea. Yeah, she Gail's her best friend. She dated Stedman for a while.
Who the hell's Gail?
Who's Stedman? Her best friend.
Oprah's 70. She looks incredible.
That's what I was saying.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But so does Dolly Parton. It's got to be the same.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton is like, has an age.
By the way, this is the funniest podcast to just be like, Oprah Winfrey. I don't think any of us know anything about her. All three of us like, I don't know anything.
I don't know a single thing about Oprah, what she's done, her life, other than she has that show. I don't even know what makes her popular. I don't understand how she's any bigger than the people on The View. Like, what does she do?
Well, she interviews people. She put together a show. She had Oprah.
I'm not listening to any of that. I mean, I'm
not listening. Did you never watch Oprah growing up?
No. No, I watched Sally. No. I watched Sally.
You guys were watching those?
Yeah. You just Sally and
Jerry Springer. Yeah.
Yeah, Sally. Donahue. You know?
Springer is different.
Yeah.
Springer's its own thing.
He was in the same rock block, though.
Damn. Winfrey rules. She was born into poverty in rural Mississippi. To a single teenage mother.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yes.
She stated that she was molested during her childhood. And she became pregnant at 14.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Her son was born prematurely and died in infancy.
This could all be like this. That's how little I know about her. This could all be. This is like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
It'd be made up.
She's lying about being molested.
If anyone's going to do it, it's Oprah.
Bro. She was then sent to live with a man she calls her father, Vernon Winfrey, a barber in Nashville, Tennessee, and landed a job in radio while still in high school. By 19, she was a co-anchor for the local evening news.
Whoa.
She's a beast, dude.
She is a beast.
Look at me and a podcast. It's not great, it's not bad.
It's fantastic. Oprah Winfrey at 19?
Yeah.
That's when radio was still big, too.
I just always remember she was like on diets, off diets.
Yeah, that was back when everybody was like, fat bitch. She's like barely fat. Everyone was disgusting fat bitch. She was like the first black person anybody had ever seen. And they were like, fat ass black bitch. She was incredible.
She was barely overweight.
Yeah. I remember Jenny Craig. You remember that being a joke?
That was
a big joke to everybody. He's like, why don't you go on Jenny Craig, Oprah, you fat bitch.
And she, who's the doctor, you know, the bald guy gets a lot of
Dr. Phil.
I think he got his start on Oprah.
I don't think she's lying.
That checks out. I feel like Oprah's
Her first name was spelled Orpah, O-R-P-A-H, on her birth certificate. But people mispronounced it regularly, and so Oprah stuck.
Oh, so that's
Orpah
that's
is her, a biblical, yeah.
And that's her production company name, I think.
Harpo. It's just Oprah backwards, I think.
No, fuck.
Wow. This is, who would have thought?
Yeah.
Is she still with Stedman? Is this a personal life
who's
section?
Who's Stedman?
I'll take a look. Stedman? Yes, she is like still a sitcom Stedman name. Graham.
Good for
Stedman's
them.
Stedman's a beast, dude.
What did Stedman do? How did he earn Oprah?
He was just always sort of in the background as her
he's
guy.
He's just been a long-term partner since 1986. And now they're worth $3 billion.
Good for her.
Good for her. She did it.
She did do it.
Rural Mississippi did that. That's pretty good.
I was telling Shana, I always had fantasies about being on Oprah.
What would you say?
Just being interviewed as an actor. I'm not gonna lie about it. I just did. That you know, Jim
what did you? I'm saying, what did you imagine saying?
You won't do interviews.
Yeah.
You won't do interviews now.
If Oprah was like Stephen,
but I'm a different person now. You beat all the life out of me. No time that I'm talking that I'm not like.
Well, that's
what
crazy.
If Shane hears us?
That's crazy. I'm so supportive.
Of course you are.
So that when we put out tires, they're going to make us do like a press run.
Yeah.
And I've turned down everything unless I can bring you.
It's
I tried to bring you to Hot
that.
Ones. That would have been fun. I try to everything. Yeah. We're going to get you on these. It's just for me. It's not for you. I just need... it'd be fun to make fun of him on, like, Jimmy Fallon. I'd just be like, this guy loves dirty talk, and he knows which side of the clit's sensitive. Yeah.
Well, you got to ask.
It's so funny to give you, like, the worst version of your dream.
Yeah. I'm going to get you on. I'm going to pants you on Jimmy Fallon. Yeah.
You're going to be just sitting next to Jane on Oprah, just getting bodied.
Yeah. But Oprah, she gives you, like, at least from what I remember, I haven't seen, but she gives you such, like, good energy to, you know, respond. And makes you feel
good. Does she?
Yeah.
I think she just had your girl Kamal on. That's why that's why we got Oprah on the brain.
Okay.
She just did a sit down with Kambala.
How did it go?
I think obviously a disaster. Kambala's no, it probably out of went her mind. Great.
They're probably like, if you come into my house, you're gonna get shot.
She said that. What?
She was like, I'm a gun owner. Man. Oh yeah, I have a gun.
Sounds like she did a good job. Sounds like she did a great job. You're gonna come into my house, you're gonna get shot? That's gold, Jerry. Gold.
You love Kambala.
I do love Kambala. I'm so excited she's in the race.
Are you a hottie for Harris?
No, I haven't looked into it at all. But
that's a Trump supporter.
he's Kambala.
That's a Trump supporter.
He's Kambala.
There's no way Gerbys votes for
Gerbys
Kambala.
100%
Harris
is in on Kambala.
I don't. Listen.
Hold
she's
on, Gerbys. Make an endorsement.
Yeah, this is your Oprah. This is your Oprah.
The
moment.
Truth is, if you're afraid to make a presidential endorsement, we know what side you're on, brother.
Yeah,
I find
I'd rather not comment on this issue.
Yeah. So I was trying.
Chris
to
is openly a hottie for Harris.
Yeah,
he's a white dude for Harris.
Yeah, yeah.
Openly.
Yeah.
Which is fine. He's always been a lifelong Democrat. And
I have.
You're
been.
Entitled to your own opinions.
Yeah.
I support that.
It's just where I live. That's my zone. I walk around. Kambala.
All right. Yeah, that right there, that's what we call, you know, a true Gerbys masterclass. You know, you just watched a grown man walk into every conversation like he brought notes, you know, and leave like he accidentally confessed to three things and started two new rumors. That's, yeah, that's talent. You see, most people, they try to be funny. Gerbys, he just exists aggressively. He'll say something with the confidence of a Supreme Court justice, and by the end of it, even he's not sure what side he was arguing. But here's the thing. You can roast him. You can derail him. You can spiritually guide him, you know, psychologically examine him, or legally distance yourself from him. And then he keeps coming back, unshaken, unbothered, unemployed, possibly, but unshaken. That's championship DNA. Gerbys doesn't win arguments. He survives them. And in 2025, that's leadership. So if you learned anything today, it's this. Be confident. Be resilient. And if all else fails, double down like you meant to say it. That's a Gerbys masterclass. All right, you animals, like the video, subscribe, pour yourself a couple brewskis, and we'll see you next.